This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. 10 years ago today, a jury found O.J. Simpson not guilty of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. It was a milestone in Los Angeles, and the verdict exposed a racial divide that immediately rippled across the country. A decade later, the Simpson case still provokes arguments, and as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, Simpson himself remains at the center of the storm.
O.J. Simpson was back in L.A. over the weekend signing autographs for money at a public event that seemed to many an odd way of marking the 10th anniversary of his acquittal on murder charges. It was a horror film convention held at an abandoned movie theater at a suburban strip mall. Simpson signed footballs and photos at $95 a pop. 35-year-old Joe Wells paid $200 for a football jersey from USC, O.J.'s alma mater.
The Juice signed it, too. O.J. Simpson. He was a good football player. He's one of a kind.
Simpson told reporters not to make too much out of his visit to Los Angeles on this milestone anniversary, as O.J. made clear to a local TV reporter signing autographs here was work.
Are you profiting from this at all, from signing his autographs?
I'm not doing it for my health.
The low-budget convention featured displays of severed heads, toy alien replicas, and comic books. Danielle Chabot was nearby selling goth club accessories and fetish wear.
He killed somebody, you know? I mean, to think, it's bizarre. It's a horror convention. I was expecting Freddy Krueger, not O.J. Simpson.
In fact, Freddy Krueger was there in the form of Hollywood stuntwoman Leslie Hopkin, who displayed costume photos of herself in the movie Nightmare on Elm Street. Hopkins says Simpson's not guilty verdict was a turning point in her life.
That's when I decided I was going to leave my abusive husband. I didn't want to end up like Nicole.
At the time, Simpson's acquittal stirred emotions that often split along racial lines.
O.J. worked us all into a fury.
Legal expert Lori Levinson was among the squad of media pundits and journalists who staked out Camp O.J. every day of Simpson's trial.
Right in front of the courthouse, when I walked out after the verdict, it was startling because on one side of the street, all the blacks were lined up and they were cheering for O.J., and on the other side of the street were the whites, and they were just in shock. And it really made it all about race, even though there were many other aspects to that case.
Levinson says the racial divide might be worse today than 10 years ago.
Back at the time of O.J., it was probably about one out of every four young black Americans was a defendant in the criminal justice system. They're saying now that the statistics now are more like one out of every three.
At Tolliver's Barbershop in South Los Angeles, the heart of L.A.'s black community, there's still plenty of buzz about O.J. 10 years later, there's debate among regulars over whether he's guilty. But here, everyone agrees if O.J. did do it, prosecutors didn't prove it.
We said, wow, at least a black guy got away sometimes, because there's a lot of people, a lot of dead black folks that nobody ever went to jail for.
Former Sheriff's Deputy Al Humphreys is joined by friends Bill James, Solomon Gooch, and Barbara Lawrence Tolliver. They all say the community was cheering, not for O.J., but for Simpson's lawyer, Johnny Cochran.
Look, this was a very tragic thing. Two people died, and they died very tragically, and nobody's applauding whether we think that this guy did it or not. Because I wasn't there, so I don't know who did it. But I do know that we have an adversary system. So this was a battle between attorneys, and our guy, our attorney, won. That's what we were happy about.
It wasn't so much O.J.
O.J. means very little to me. I'll tell you this one way or another. Like Laura said, the man was not a black man. He was a black man and, you know, was a white man in blackface.
Had O.J. killed his first wife, who was an African-American woman, this wouldn't have happened.
Never would have happened.
He would have went to trial, but it would have been no elevation.
The world would not have gone. Yeah.
Not like this.
There wouldn't have been 150 million people watching.
No, it wouldn't have been.
A lot has changed since the trial 10 years ago. O.J.'s Brentwood mansion was bought and demolished. The restaurant where the two victims, Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson, met, went out of business and is now a coffee shop. And Johnny Cochran is dead. But the divide in how different people perceive justice appears to be just as deep as ever. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.